Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchise interviews now over 4 years and slowly approaching that magic number 200. During that time frame, you can imagine we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Last week we did a franchise rewind with Tariq Fareed, and Tariq is the founder of the Edible Arrangements franchise opportunity. And if you're new to franchising, or if you just started your franchise search, this will really put things in perspective as far as what makes a successful franchisee. So we're going to call this one the franchise secret. Do whatever this guy says, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So again, enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews.
Your franchisees, Tariq, you know, in studying edible arrangements, you know, I mean, it sounds like it's been lawyers and accountants and just a nice mix, you know?
A very nice mix to a point, you know, even to a point where it surprised us in the beginning. And I remember when we started franchising in the beginning, I had no franchise experience. I mean, I was a retailer, and I was making this product with my brother and delivering it, and you would have people coming up and saying, I want to buy a franchise. And, you know, Don could appreciate this because he's been here for a while. Another, I remember talking to Michael Saeed and everyone, and, somebody would say, I'm a lawyer. I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. And so they go, wait a minute, you're going to go from a lawyer and cutting fruit? It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
You know, and then we have some of these people in our system right now, and they're very, very successful business people, and I have the utmost admiration for them too. You know, where I kind of was hesitant, and I remember I always share a story with people that I had some people come in the beginning, and I was convincing them not to buy because I really didn't want them to fail.
Right.
And I thought they had good careers and things like that, but they turned out to be incredible franchisees where they own 5, 6, 7 stores, so they do great.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of if you just follow the system, no matter what your background is, and usually age might not have to do with it much either. Of course, the older you are, more experience, maybe you have a little bit of an advantage, but really, you just follow the system, you know, you train them in everything, very high chance of being successful.
And that's really the secret. I mean, I have we do our discovery days, and I always try to share that with even the prospects. So whatever system you go into, you know, there's a reason you're buying a franchise. And one of my most successful franchisees, who was our third store, I walked into his store after about a year of convincing him how to do it, and he was a successful businessman before that, and he always gave me a bit of a hard time. And then, you know, he kind of saw that we were going in a certain momentum, and he started to follow, and he sat in front of his whole crew one day and said, okay, guys, from now on, whatever these guys say goes. However they say it, we do it. We don't question it, and when their trainers come in or they come in, and he is the most successful franchisee in our system. He is single-handedly the most successful franchisee in our system. And all it is that as he's duplicated, his concept from one store to two to three to four, he followed that simple formula. And, you know, the burden was on us to make sure that we provide him the solutions, provide him the support, be it him, his managers, and from that he benefited. And he's, you know, he may have 1 or 2 years of experience of running the stores. We had 5 or 6 by then. So that's exactly what it has done, and it does work every time.
Yeah, that's a great story, Tariq, because it's been a common theme on our show, Don, hasn't it? Where we've had
right.
some of the most successful franchisees to some pretty big systems, and they've all said the same thing, Tariq, is all they did was just follow the system, you know. They didn't change anything, and became very successful, you know. So that's great to hear.
And especially if it's working, if you're
right.
getting on board a system that is working, that is growing, you know, what do they say? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, so
absolutely.
Why do anything? Just take advantage of it. And I always use that analogy of, you know, with some of our franchisees to say, I hate to take it down to this level, but it is kind of a kindergartner/sixth grader effect, where I've been in this building 6 years, so I kind of know every corner and the nook and cranny, and I know how the principal, what he likes and what he doesn't like. You need to learn, so let me teach you. You know, so you're coming in, and then you see, and you see some incredible transformation. We have some incredible stories, and I'm sure every franchise system does. And the success that we have, it has to do with these, you know, these great franchisees that we've had that have taken on and actually listened and applied some of the policies and procedures and technologies and other things that we created to make them successful.
I guess, Tariq, sometimes, you know, yourself or your staff, if you see a prospect maybe sometimes a little too entrepreneurial, you know, I guess you really have to, you know, speak to them to let them know that, you know, it might not be a fit, you know, with your company.
We used to do, I remember in the beginning doing that a lot to let people know, that, you know, I love your passion, I love your energy and everything, but you keep talking about your experiences and how you've done stuff, there may be a bit of a conflict there. We may always get into a bit of a tussle. So you have to look at this, that we have systems and standards, and we've experimented with these. We've actually mastered them, and we've proven them at multiple times. So you may want to turn around and try it a different way, but it's really not going to work. More, not necessarily only for yourself, but for the total success of the system, because there is consistency in everything, and we know what's going to work. So we have those conversations, but once you get to a certain number, a certain mass in your system, that comes up less and less. And I think there's a class of prospects or franchisees or new owners that start coming to you after a while to say, look, I want to duplicate what you've done. How do I do it? And they don't want to turn around and start from scratch. And and that was great when we started to get a lot of existing franchise prospects, meaning they were in other systems, and when they came into our system, they found success very, very quickly because they had gone through those processes, and we gave them some tools that they did not have before, and they saw some benefits that they had not seen before, or had already gone through the process where we didn't really need to explain, and you know, and they turned their stores around very, very quickly.